It's Friday, April 19th, and this is Brian with the Morning News. Give us 5 minutes and we'll give you the headlines you need to know to be in the know. Mortgage rates have surged past 7%, and home sales in March posted their biggest monthly drop in more than a year, renewing pressure on the U.S. housing market as uncertainty over real estate commissions buffets the industry. The average rate on the standard 30-year fixed mortgage jumped by nearly a quarter percentage point to 7.1%, according to a survey of lenders released Thursday by mortgage finance giant Freddie Mac. That's the highest level since late 2023 and the largest weekly increase in nearly a year. Existing home sales in March, meanwhile, fell 4.3% from February in what was the largest percentage decline on a monthly basis since November 2022. The combination of higher rates and uncertainty about the new commission structure, which goes into effect in July, now threaten to halt momentum during the crucial spring home buying season, which is typically the housing market's busiest time of year. In other news, Argentina formally requested on Thursday to join NATO as a global partner, a status that would clear the way for greater political and security cooperation at a time when the right-wing government of President Javier Milei aims to boost ties with Western powers and attract investment. NATO's Deputy General Secretary Mircea Giuliana said he welcomed Argentina's bid to become an accredited partner in the alliance, a valued role short of ally for nations that are not in NATO's geographical area and not required to take part in collective military actions. NATO membership is currently limited to countries of Europe, Turkey, Canada, and the United States. The designation could allow Argentina access to advanced technology, security systems, and training not previously available to it, the Argentine presidency said. Meanwhile, the United States vetoed a widely backed UN resolution on Thursday that would have paved the way for full United Nations membership for the state of Palestine. The vote in the 15-member Security Council was 12 in favor, the United States opposed, and 2 abstentions. The resolution would have recommended that the 193-member General Assembly, where there are no vetoes, approve Palestine becoming the 194th member of the United Nations. Some 140 countries have already recognized the state of Palestine, so its admission would have been approved. This is the second Palestinian attempt to become a full member of the United Nations, and it comes as the war in Gaza, now in its 7th month, has put the more than 75-year-old Israeli-Palestinian conflict at center stage. Back in the U.S., Alphabet's Google said it fired 28 employees who protested this week against the tech giant's cloud computing contract with the Israeli government, the latest example of how debates about the war in Gaza are rippling across some workplaces. In a company-wide email, Vice President for Global Security Chris Rakow said Google dismissed the employees after an investigation found they were involved in the protests at the company's offices in New York and Sunnyvale, California. According to Rakow's email, the protests were, quote, unacceptable, extremely disruptive, and made coworkers feel threatened, end quote. Israel has denounced claims that it is committing genocide against Palestinians. The protests followed an article in Time magazine that said Google provides cloud services for the Israeli Ministry of Defense, citing company documents. And Netflix gained another 9.3 million subscribers to start the year while its profits soared with the help of a still-emerging expansion into advertising, but caught investors off guard with a change that will make it more difficult to track the video streaming service's future growth. The performance announced Thursday demonstrated that Netflix is still building on its momentum of last year when a crackdown on freeloading viewers relying on shared passwords and the rollout of a low-priced option including commercials revived its growth following a post-pandemic lull. The strategy resulted in Netflix adding 30 million subscribers last year, the second largest annual increase in the service's history. Now you know, and you're ready to go with the Morning News. Share this with a friend and subscribe to us wherever you listen to your favorite podcast. You can also sign up for our newsletter at themorningnews.com. Thank you for listening.